Mike Pompeo, U.S. will send migrants back to Mexico full throttle. By Neil Monroe on June 10, 2019. President Donald Trump's deal with Mexico will allow officials to return migrants to Mexico at full throttle, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declared June 10. He said, "Those crossing the U.S. southern border to seek asylum will be rapidly returned to Mexico where they may await their adjudication of their asylum claims. We've seen this before. We were able to do this to the tune of a couple of hundred people per day, before the deal. We now have the capacity to do this full throttle and engage this in a way that will make a fundamental difference in the calculus for those migrants deciding to transit Mexico to try to get into the United States. This full-blown effort under the migration protocols, Remain in Mexico, is a big deal and was something that we worked on very, very diligently with our Mexican counterparts over 2 days. And we will pursue other cooperative efforts too." The Remain in Mexico policy allows Trump's border agencies to bypass the catch-and-release policy imposed by Congress and the courts. In the last 3 months, this federal policy has allowed roughly 350,000 Central American adults and children into U.S. workplaces, schools, and neighborhoods while they wait for court dates to plead their weak legal cases for humanitarian asylum. The huge influx of migrant workers has reduced pressure on employers to improve wages and working conditions for blue-collar Americans. The Homeland Security Agency issued roughly 400,000 work permits in 2017 and in 2018. Under the Trump deal, new migrants will be sent back to Mexico until they can be bused to their asylum court hearings in the United States. The return policy will likely wreck the cartel's labor trafficking business, which depends on migrants' confidence that they can get U.S. jobs to repay their smuggling debts. The return program was initially called Remain in Mexico, but has been renamed the Migration Protection Protocols. Prior to the deal, Mexico kept the Remain in Mexico program at very low levels. For example, only about 10,000 migrants have been sent back to Mexico, out of roughly 330,000 who crossed the border in the last 3 months. On June 9, the Associated Press described how U.S. officials blocked the migration of Edwin Sebelin Orellana, his wife, and one child. The AP report did not say if Orellana has additional children still in Honduras. In his June 10 statements, Pompeo congratulated his Mexican officials, saying, "We've got a lot of work to implement what we have agreed to." He continued, "We have full confidence that Mexico will implement its shared commitments. If necessary, we will take extra measures that the Mexican government agreed to during these conversations as well. I look forward to great cooperation between our two countries." The agreement shows the enduring strength of the relationship between our two countries, and it is a significant win for the American people. "The president is doing precisely what he said he would do," Pompeo said. "Both parties agree that if the above measures do not have the expected results, additional measures will be taken," Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard reportedly said Monday. "We would sit down to discuss with other countries such as Panama, Brazil, Guatemala." Ebrard's revelation helps explain what President Donald Trump tweeted Monday. Since the Friday deal, many establishment media outlets have echoed Democratic claims that Trump's deal was a failure. On Monday, for example, Politico said, "At 8:31 p.m. on Friday night, a triumphant President Donald Trump declared that the latest crisis of his own making would be averted, promising to hold off on stiff tariffs because Mexico agreed to greatly reduce, or eliminate, illegal immigration." By Monday morning, the president's victory lap had screeched to a halt. As news outlets began chipping away at the agreement's veneer, pointing out that it wasn't the game changer that Trump made it out to be, the president started lashing out, painting himself as a victim and insisting that he is not getting the credit he deserves. It's a familiar pattern for Trump. As his presidency reaches the 2.5-year mark, he is more aggrieved than ever, telling advisers that he believes he'll never get fair treatment from the media and establishment politicians that he believes hate him. Immigration numbers. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after graduating from high school or university. But the federal government then imports about 1.1 million legal immigrants and refreshes a resident population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar visa workers, including approximately 1 million H-1B workers, and approximately 500,000 blue-collar visa workers. The government also prints out more than 1 million work permits for foreigners, tolerates about 8 million illegal workers, and does not punish companies for employing the hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants who sneak across the border or overstay their legal visas each year. This policy of flooding the market with cheap, foreign, white-collar graduates and blue-collar labor also shifts enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors, even as it also widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, and hurts children's schools and college educations. It also pushes Americans away from high-tech careers and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. The labor policy also moves business investment and wealth from the heartland to the coastal cities, explodes rents and housing costs, shrivels real estate values in the Midwest, and rewards investors for creating low-tech, labor-intensive workplaces.